hen house. That'd be about all.
Well, you mentioned the corral. What was the corral like?
Well, it just keeps the horses pinned up in there so they can't run.
So approximately how big would a corral be?
Well, the one in Columbia, I want to say it's about 100 feet square, mm-hmm. where they had theirs, running down to the water.
Do you think of corral as, do you associate that as being a Western
term? Yeah, I do.
Term? I mean, that's how it sounds to
that's
me.
That's what it sounds to me.
Is this area, I don't really know how to explain this, but as you start going toward Texas, at some point, you get to where people are wearing string ties and cowboy hats and boots.
Well, we got them here like that, too.
Is this more Western or more Southern? Or how would you describe this area?
More Southern than Western. But we do have the people that wear the string ties. Because I wear boots myself.
Uh-huh. How far do you have to get to start getting Western?
I'd say into Texas. Not in the state of Louisiana, except for the people that just farm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have cows and horses and stuff like that, they wear the ties and the boots and the vest and...
Even around here?
Right around here, and the hats too. All the time. We got several boys that work at the paper. They live out on farms. And they wear Western cut breeches, shirts, hats, the whole bunch.
Do you have your special name for people who dress up like that? You know, like they're pretending to be...
City Cowboy.
What about Kicker? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard the name in front of it, too.
Was that Shit Kicker?
Yeah.
How does that sound? Is that joking? Or
yeah, they joke with them. They call them that. I don't call it dirty. It's just joking with them.
But that term is used around.
It sure
here.
Is.
What about just kicker? Do you ever hear it shortened to just kicker?
No, never hear.
If you want to milk a cow, a small sort of makeshift fenced in place where you could shut the cows up to milk them. Just where you could separate the cows from the calves. Do you ever hear a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
What about cow pen or milk gap? And the fenced in place around the barn where the animals can walk around?
I'd call it corral, but I don't know.
Okay. And a commercial farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter and so forth.
Dairy.
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm like that?
No.
Where would people keep milk or butter before they had refrigerators?
Before the refrigerator and before the ice box?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a room that they kept cool. And they used to keep it in there. But I don't know the name of it.
Do you ever remember seeing those?
No, I don't remember saying. I've heard my mother-in-law talk about it. They had one in the place where they lived. But I don't know the name of it or anything.
Where would potatoes or turnips be kept during the winter?
I've heard that too, but I can't think of it.
And a place where you can put the baby chicks in the small... kind of box-like thing.
What, an incubator?
Or
before that?
Well,
or after that?
After that, when you're...